Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. This year, 224 stars and planets received new names. This is not to say that our solar system planets have been interfered with, which are named after various defunct gods, mainly Greco-Roman, from the Western classical tradition. The International Astronomical Union, which oversees these matters, mounted a campaign to mark 2019 as its 100th anniversary and the United Nations International Year of Indigenous Languages by allotting 112 exoplanets and the stars they orbit for naming by countries around the world. Different countries ran contests to select finalists for a star name, a planet name, and a theme to tie them together. The results are eclectic. The United States, which was allotted a yellow star called HD 17156 in the constellation of Cassiopeia, ended up with a system named for salmon-rich rivers of southwestern Alaska, with a star called Nushagak and a planet called Mulchatna. Ethiopia's theme is words associated with coffee and the country's traditional coffee ceremony, with a star called Buna, which is a common word for the drink, and a planet called Abel, the first stage of their coffee ceremony. The solar system orbits a star known as HD 16175 in our neighbouring galaxy Andromeda. The Netherlands' contribution honours the country's artistic heritage with a star called HATP6, now nicknamed Sterrenacht or Starry Night after Vincent van Gogh's painting. The planet in this system is now named Nachtwacht for Rembrandt's The Night Watch painting. Star HD 173416 is named, now I can't pronounce this, I'll pronounce it completely wrongly, but something like Zhihe for a Chinese sun goddess, my apologies. Its planet is named Wangshu for the goddess who drives the moon. HD 75898 is Croatia's star and it's named Stribor for a Slavic wind god. And the planet of the system is named Veles after a god of the earth, waters and underworld. The Dominican Republic's WASP 6 is now called Marohu for a god of drought and protector of the sun, and their planet is called Boinail for a rain god. And on it goes. You can look up all of the 244 new names on the internet if you like. In all cases, the objects will retain their scientific names, which are rather unromantic. It's unlikely any country has bagged an opportunity to name an Earth-like planet. According to the International Astronomical Union, their discovery method suggests that most of these exoplanets are probably gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn. These will hardly be the last exoplanets humans seek to name. So far, scientists have identified more than 4,000 exoplanets, and there are plenty more left to discover. The number of discoveries continues to double about every 2.5 years, revealing remarkable new planet populations and putting our own Earth and solar system into perspective. Statistically, most of the stars in the sky are likely to be orbited by their own planets. They are everywhere, apparently, says the organiser of this campaign to rename some stars and planets. Well, new research suggests that if there is life in our solar system, perhaps in outer planets or moons, it will be unlikely to be related to life on Earth, and there would have had to have been a second independent genesis, and this is because of simulations carried out that show that it would actually take an incredibly long time, perhaps even 2 billion years, for tiny amounts of material to go from, say, Earth right the way to one of the candidates for life, such as Enceladus, which is a moon of Saturn, or Europa, a moon of Jupiter, both of which they think might harbour some life, and they certainly have water. Anyhow, the latest simulations do not bode well for life's dispersion. So if there is going to be life on moons in our solar system, then it must have spontaneously generated or somehow, just as it did here on Earth. So there we have it. There are many things still yet to learn. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirk wishing us clear skies.